I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, February 11th. The city of Quincy's retirement fund was hacked a year ago, and hackers stole $3.5 million. The Quincy Retirement Board's attorney reports that an unauthorized user compromised the city's email system, posing as a staff member, and persuaded one of the board's investment managers to transfer $3.5 million to a third-party bank with which the board did not have an account. The theft went undetected for months, and the money is still missing. The city says the 3,000 members of the fund will continue to receive their pension payments because there are hundreds of millions of dollars in the fund. The Public Employee Retirement Administration Commission, which oversees public employee pension funds, says a criminal investigation is underway and that similar hacks have targeted other public pensions. The commission also chastised the city for failing to disclose the hack when the city refinanced $475 million in pension bond obligations. The city has since disclosed the theft to the investors. Just last week, the city's computer network was also breached by ransomware, but officials say it has recovered from that attack. Roach Brothers is closing down its Quincy location in April. The Mansfield-based supermarket chain said in a statement yesterday it's planning to keep the store open through April 11th unless inventory and staffing assignments affect that. The Quincy Roach Brothers opened in 1996 and ran for 26 years, according to the statements. Unfortunately, we have had to make the hard decision to close our Quincy location. We are grateful for the support and patronage of the Quincy community during our time here. It is our sincere hope that we can continue to serve a portion of our Quincy shoppers through our RoachBrothers.com shopping and delivery service from our other locations. The company also said that the 164 associates employed at the Quincy store will be offered jobs at the 16 other Roach Brothers and Brothers Marketplace locations. An H Mart Korean supermarket is reportedly planning to open at the Quincy Roach Brothers site. Quincy School Committee meeting will be holding a special meeting at 6 o'clock next Wednesday night to review the district's mask mandate. Mayor Thomas Koch called for the special meeting of the committee on the heels of Governor Baker's decision to let the state's mask mandate expire February 28th when students return from February vacation. Local districts will have the option of keeping their mask mandates in place after that date. Koch says he's optimistic the committee would vote to remove the mask mandate within the Quincy schools. At that special meeting, the committee will also discuss reopening future committee meetings to the public so members of the community can speak at open forum. Currently, they have to submit written comments. In addition, the mayor said the committee could vote to ratify a new contract with two of the bargaining units with the Quincy Education Association during that special meeting. Boston Archdiocese announcing that the current mask mandate for public masses will be lifted February 28th. Until then, everyone is still required to wear masks. The rules do not apply to children under the age of 5. Parishes are still required to maintain, mark, and communicate a portion of each worship space as being reserved for those who wish to wear masks and social distance. The mask mandate was put into effect for churches right before Christmas during the peak of the Omicron COVID surge. The 7-day COVID positivity rate in Massachusetts was as high as 23%. Wednesday, the state reported the positivity rate was around 4%. The Boston Archdiocese said that if a pastor decides it's not time for his parish to drop a mask requirement, he may still require them. Also, if local municipalities require mask wearing in public places, then the parish has to comply with that community's rules. One woman was killed, another person taken to the hospital in serious condition after a house fire in Abington yesterday morning. 45-year-old Susan Borman has been identified as the woman who died in the fire. Abington Fire Chief John Natal says the fire is not suspicious and was likely caused by an unspecified electrical event in the living room. Flames broke out about 3:45 a.m. on the Linwood Streets home where the small house was fully engulfed. One person had escaped when firefighters got there. That person was taken to Brockton Hospital in serious condition. Along with Borman, a dog perished in that blaze. A Boston man facing charges, including attempted murder, after an incident outside a Stoughton apartment complex Wednesday night. 38-year-old William Hairston was arrested. At an arraignment yesterday, a prosecutor said police responded to Jones Terrace in Stoughton after getting a 911 call. The witnesses also said they saw the woman being punched multiple times in the face. One witness said the suspect put a rag soaked in gasoline over her face. Because visual ID will be an issue in the case, the judge allowed the defendant to listen to the hearing without entering the courtroom. A police report indicates the victim told officers she didn't remember why she was in Stoughton. Hairston faces multiple charges, including strangulation, assault and battery on a family member resisting arrest and attempting to commit arson. He was ordered held without bail pending a dangerousness hearing, which is set for next Wednesday. The first 40 students who participated in the new early college high school program with Quincy College have completed the first year of the program. This week, the 40 seniors received a one-year full tuition scholarship to Quincy College. Early College High School, a first-of-its-kind program in the region, is designed for the city's high school students who may not actively be considering college. It serves about 150 students from Quincy and North Quincy High Schools in grades 10 through 12 who tend to be first-generation from low-income families, are English language learners, and or have disabilities. Enrollees in the program earn college credit by taking a sequence of college courses taught by Quincy Public School instructors as a way to provide students the opportunity to experience post-secondary education while still in high school. Quincy College President Rick DeCristofaro praised the State Street Foundation for providing a grant to fund that program. Quincy police say the new Target store in North Quincy was robbed twice by the same people on Wednesday. Police say two suspects stole three vacuum cleaners just before 3 p.m. and then fled in a red Jeep. An hour later, police say the same suspects came back, stole another vacuum and two TV sets, and fled in that red Jeep. Suspects reportedly used a knife to cut the security tags off the merchandise and also threatened a store security guard. Suspects fled over the Neponset River Bridge. The items are valued at over $2,000. Police do have a license plate number, and the incidents remain under investigation. The MBTA hosting a virtual public meeting next Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. in order to provide an update on the T's bus electrification program. At the meeting, staff will provide updates on the T's bus electrification program, including construction of the new Quincy Garage at the Lowe's store location on Bergen Parkway and Arborway bus facilities. Staff will also outline the plan for modernization of all bus facilities to accommodate electric buses. The meeting will be held virtually over Zoom. Check of business news this morning. Stocks plummeted. The Dow down 526. The NASDAQ dropped 304. The S&P lost 83. World shares also down. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at $90 a barrel. In sports, Hurricanes blew away the Bruins 6-0 last night. The Bees will be in Ottawa tomorrow at 12:30. Celtics are home tonight against Denver at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast today, mostly sunny and a high 50 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, a low 32. For tomorrow, some scattered showers possible, but a high tomorrow near 60. And then turn the tide on Sunday with snow showers and a high 30. Even colder on Monday, partly sunny, high 24. For the boater, waves 2 feet, light southerly wind, high tide at 7:17. The sun rose at 6:45, sets at 5:11. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, February 11th.